with a loud ovation. Let us receive the incredible ministry all the way from the city of Lagos, David Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we just love you. We are so happy to be your children. It's such an honor to be able to approach you, approach your throne. Such an honor to know you. You are such a good God. You are all good. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. In you there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. When you say it, it happens as you say it. Thank you, Father. We honor you this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. That amen can be louder. Come on, somebody excited. One more time, jam your hands together. Give the Lord a big shout this morning. Woo! Praise God. Please take your seat. Hallelujah. As usual, I want to honor my good friend, my good brother, Pastor Larry. How many of you love Pastor Larry? So please help me appreciate him. Praise God. Like Eben said, it's one of those people that when he just calls you, you just try to make the adjustment because he must be there. Amen. Such a great host, such a great friend, and such a great pastor. You guys are enjoying. You know now. You're not sounding like it. I say, you know now. You know you're enjoying. I also want to appreciate all the men, and especially the ESCO of the Men Fellowship, and all the men for hosting such a powerful conference. Do you want to appreciate the men? Yes, ladies, let's appreciate the men. Well done. Well done for putting this together. Praise God. Amen, amen. All right. We had a good time in the first service. And as usual, I like to introduce books because they are always useful. Like Pastor Larry said in the first service, it's good to self-educate. It's good to learn. It's good to learn. One of my best-selling books, A to Z of Marriage. You know, when you go to primary school, what's the first thing they teach you? ABCD. So for you to even be here and not have this book, you're already, you know. So A to Z of Marriage, what me and my wife did, we discovered over years that people, when you say husband, love your wife, or wife, love your husband, that's very vague. What does it mean? You don't even know what to do. You don't know how that is, that enters practical steps. So we broke it down. So I coached the women, teaching them how to love a man, and my wife coached the men, teaching them how to love a woman. And we did it in alphabetical order, so it's A to Z. So for instance, A, I taught the men that A for women is attention. Women like attention. If you're involved with a woman, number one thing you must be giving her is what? Attention. That's the ABCD. Everything women do is for attention. Their hair is long. Their lipstick bright. Everything is for attention. So how did they now do all those things? Then the number one thing that they do, they're doing everything for, you, the so-called man in their life, you're not noticing. A woman will stay 5 hours in the salon. She comes home. The first thing you're saying is, where's my food? That's a punishable offense. You should stop and say, this your hair is so fine. You won't need to ask her for your food when you say that. There will be extra meat in your food that day. Men always, you see, women are not hard. I wish I could sometimes just pour my brain into some men's head. It's easy. Women, you see, if a woman backs you up, you can't fail. And if a woman is against you, you can't succeed. You're that powerful. People that an army could not remove, a woman can remove. Are you here, somebody? Samson was killing thousands of people. It took just one woman to humble him. The baby said, one woman. So women are not hard if you understand the name of the game. So A for attention. Women, just give them attention. When she's talking to you sometimes, put on your phone and just look at her. And the thing about women is that they don't need all your attention. Just need your full attention at the time. They don't need 24 hours. But in these 5 minutes we are going to talk, look at her when she's talking to you. Put your phone down. Just look at her. Once she gets a sense that you're giving attention, then you are free. And you know, sometimes even when you're looking at her, looking like you're paying attention, you don't have to hear the whole gist. Because men, you know, our attention span is not that strong. So just pick the important points and put in enough, and why? Put enough of that in the conversation. That's all. Women are not hard. Praise God. They are not hard, but men just make things difficult. So by not wanting to learn, yesterday we said that the Bible makes it clear how men should treat women. It says treat them according to what? Knowledge. We did that yesterday. It didn't say treat your wife according to instincts. You will fail. Treat her according to knowledge. All right? Yes. You must get that's 1 Peter 3:7. If I have a DJ, put it on the screen for me. So we taught men that yesterday. Most men are trying to treat women from instincts. You will fail woefully. Because the things that matter to you don't matter to her. Things that matter to her don't matter to you. So the only way you can bridge the gap is to treat her with knowledge. Look at this. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with what? Understanding. Give me the Message translation like we read yesterday. Message translation. Yes, it said, the same goes for husbands. Be good husbands to your wives. Honor them. Delight in them. As women, they lack some of your what? Advantages. We taught it all this yesterday. So you must understand. You don't need to hear I love you. They need to hear it. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So you need knowledge and understanding to live with women. So we handle that in this book. A for women is attention. My wife taught I taught the men. Okay, so I mixed it up. Basically, we taught the, there was a thought in. Pastor Larry said. So we told women that A for men is acceptance. Men like acceptance. All right. One of the ways to do anything with a man is to accept him. Most women make the mistake of confronting him. Don't bother confronting a man. Men are warriors. They fight for everything they have in life. So their reflex is to fight. Their default mode is fight. Men fight for everything they have in life. So don't confront them. If you want a man to listen to you, compliment him. Come by his side, not come in front of him. And unfortunately, because women generally are created for face-to-face communication, they want to carry that out with men. Men are created for side-by-side communication. The only time men do face-to-face, war. So you don't come to him face-to-face. Always come by his side. They threw some people into a room. They did a study. Threw some people into a room. They put only women, for instance, and put chairs scattered. Women sat down face to face. They put the chairs around themselves face to face. They threw men into this room. Men sat side by side. That's why most stools in a bar, most chairs in a bar are structured side by side. Men don't like to do face to face. They like side by side. They will hear from here. So women make the mistake. When your husband is doing something you don't like, don't confront him. Say, we need to talk. That's the number one thing men hate to hear. We need to talk. Don't book an appointment to talk. When you see us, just talk. Don't call him from work, 2 p.m. Honey, we need to talk. When you get home today, you have spoiled the rest of his day. He say, hey, what did I do now? Oh, God. That's why you'll be staying late in the office. No. All right? Compliment. So men like acceptance. If you want to change him, first let him know you are his ally, not his enemy. Very important. So we shall handle that on this book. A to Z, alphabetical like this, step by step, all the way to Z. So everybody should get this book. It's one of our best-selling books. Hey, if you are here and you are single, this is 25 wrong reasons people enter relationships. If you enter a relationship with the wrong person, relationship for the wrong reason, you have most likely entered with the wrong person. All right? So make sure you're right. When am I ready? People ask me that all the time. You can be 40 and not be ready. You can be 20 and can be ready. So it's about principles, not about your age. Secrets of a virtuous woman. Okay, if you want to be a virtuous woman, get down. 7 questions wise women ask. If you're a single woman here and you're wise, can I hear an amen? Amen. This one is for you. 7 questions wise women ask. People ask me all the time, how this man is deceived me after 40 years? Because he didn't ask the right questions. There are right questions to ask so that people won't delay you. Are you getting what I'm saying? I always preach the one titled when. If a guy says I want to marry you, ask him when. So that he won't keep you forever. All right? When a man's relationship with time and a woman's relationship with time are not the same. Men are never in a hurry. Men can have children at 60 years old. Women cannot. So their relationship with time. I have an uncle that is this height. Because one of my uncles had children at the wrong time. He's this side. My uncle too is this. Yeah, he's my father's. Is it my father's father or my father? No, but basically, the guy is our uncle. He's like this. If it was here, I would be in children's church, but he's my uncle. Because men at any age can still have children. Men are 60, but a woman cannot. So your relationship with time and a man's relationship with time is not the same. So it's you that will protect your own value. Do you understand? Don't always think that the other person is looking out for you. Life doesn't work that way. Thank you for the 2 people that clapped. Some other people in Portugal are stingy with their clap. Life doesn't work that way. This is why doctors never strike for teachers. Doctors strike for doctors. Teachers strike for teachers. Not that they don't care about doctors, but right now, we have our own problem. Do you get it? So nobody will protect your value for you. So when you want to enter a relationship, protect your own value. If someone says, I want to marry you, ask him when. See if the timing works for you. Because a man's relationship with time is not the same as yours. He's not pressed for time. A man does not press for time with regards to marriage. He can start having children at 80. And leave other people to raise. That's how it happens. He's not bothered.
It's not a stress for him, but for you as a woman, you can't. If you both start dating and both of you are 30, by 30 he can date everybody from 30 down. When he dates you to 40 and he's not married, he can date everybody from 40 down. His options are increasing. You, when you are 30 and he dates you to 40, your options are reducing. Most people that are above that you can marry are either married or dead. Shall I get the book, 7 Questions Wise Women Ask? Let me not talk too much. If you're a wise single man here, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So, qualities wise men, 7 qualities wise men want. Too many men are entering one chance. Just think I'm wise. Men, some of you don't even know your major need. One of your major needs is peace of mind. The Bible talks about it in the same 1 Peter 3. He said, a woman has a meek and quiet spirit that is of great price before the Lord. You are dating a troublesome girl now, then you are wondering if she'll become a troublesome wife. Of course. So there are qualities to look out for beyond beauty. The average guy is looking at shape and complexion. That's not what determines a good wife. Are you here, somebody? So I dealt with 7 qualities here, and there's so many other good books. How to Know If He or She Really Loves You. It came out in Valentine's season, and it's 2 books in one. So whether you're male or female, I dealt with How to Know If He Loves You, How to Know If She Loves You. Because love and attraction look alike. Real love and fake love, they look alike. Praise God. There's a difference between attraction and real love. There's a difference between excitement and real love. Are you here, somebody? And the things at the beginning stages, they look alike. How many of you have bought a cookie? You know a cookie? Ah, some people don't know a cookie. You put out your butter. You know those dogs that you buy at the express road? You know, in puppy stage, all dogs are cute. That's what I'm trying to teach you. In puppy stage, all dogs are cute. It's when they start growing, you find out it's not dog you bought, it's antelope. Hey, okay, he been does dog breeding now. Me too, I used to breed barbels before. So when I see those barbels, a puppy, everything looks alike. When after some months, as it begins to grow, you're feeding it. Now when I say they get horn, oh, this thing not be, an antelope, oh, not be even dog at all. So what I did in this book is to help you decipher the difference between real love and fake love. There are many things that look like love. Excitement, it looks like, it's not love. You can, and the thing is that when you're in love, you are excited the same way you're excited when it's not love. So at that stage, you all look alike. But with the wisdom I put here, you can differentiate. My children, we have been shouting since, Daddy, buy us dog. I have owned dogs. I've bred dogs for years. So I know that taking care of dog is tough work. So I was discouraging them. They said, Daddy, we want dog. I said, you don't need it. They say, we want. I said, you don't. So one of my drivers brought a puppy for them. Now give them to spend 2 days, 3 days with them. The first day, they didn't let the dogs sleep. They were playing through. By the time the second, the dog was pooping everywhere. By the time they mopped the whole house 3 or 4 times, they said, come and carry the dog. I said, that's what I'm telling you. At the excitement stage, everything looks alike. But it's responsibility stage that will differentiate the men from the boys. Are you here? So that book, How to Know If He or She Loves You, is 2 books in one. Then Who Should I Marry? Then let me talk about the classic ones, Manual, How Men Think. All women should get this. When you understand how a man thinks, it will save you. Most men are not trying to be troublesome. They are just struggling with their own masculinity. If you understand them, you also succeed with men. This one is 7 things I badly want to tell women. A bestseller that just came out. All the women in the house, whether single or married, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So this book, Prayer Journal, Kai Prayer Journal, my wife compiled some scriptures and prayer points she prays for me. And you know the prayer is working, Abi. If you see my life, you know the prayer is working because I'm troublesome. It's God that's helping me. I'm prayer of my wife. So she's packaged some prayer points, scriptural and all that she prays for me. It will help you as a lady if you're married or even planning to marry one day. Then, of course, the classic pack all year round. Me and my wife will coach couples throughout the year. So you are getting 52 tips for 52 weeks. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
All right. Let's get into it a bit. So in the first service, we established the fact, because this is a men, you know, this weekend is for men, all right? And I want to appreciate all the men in the house. Being a man is not, it's not very easy. Can we put our hands together for all the men in the house? There's so much that goes on in terms of women empowerment, women training. We've trained the girl child so much that we've abandoned the boy child. And by the time we finish empowering the women, they still come and marry these unempowered men that will give them problem. So we have to start talking about the men again. Praise God. So in the first service, we established that, you know, being a man is not really from what other men say. You learn how to be a man from what God says. And unfortunately, most men have passed on the tradition, telling the other men that all you need to do is to have money. So the average young man, his aim is to have money. In fact, if I ask some men why they're not married, they just say, I've not even made enough money. And I try to teach them and through these 73 services that amongst the seven things men should provide, money is just one of them. Money is one over seven. So just one. Money is important, but it's not as important as we have been made to believe, especially as regards a woman and even life in general. Money doesn't buy happiness. There are many people who stuck with that. If I have money, if I have money. So you have 1 billion. What are you going to do with it? I'm going to invest it. When the return comes, what will you do? I will invest it. After that, what will you do again? We've focused on making money so much that we've forgotten the reason why we're even making the money in the first place. If you throw away your family because you're trying to make money, you have even wasted the whole process and the whole idea of making the money. That's why you can't wait to make the money before you start building other aspects of your life. You build all of them together. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Because most men, because they've been so hounded with the make money thing, they abandon every other aspect of their life and focus on just making money. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? There are seven things every man should provide. If you are going to be the kind of man that God will be proud about, if you are going to be the kind of man that your wife will be proud about, if you are going to be the kind of man that your children will be proud about, then there are seven things you must provide. So we said, number one, of course, money is important. So we're taking money out of it because we all know that one. Money, see, and women don't need you to have all the money when you start life. Most people that married, at the time they married, didn't have all the money. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I teach young men that don't wait till you have all the money. No, no, no. Many men are waiting that if I have favor and have money, then I will marry. No, most times favor is waiting after the marriage. He said, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor. The favor comes after most times. Most of us, when we married, our lives multiplied because that woman is the favor carrier. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So find the wife. As long as you have something you are doing, you don't have to be a billionaire. You have something you're doing, you're starting. A woman multiplies your success rate incredibly. That's what she's gifted to do. Women don't only have physical womb, they have spiritual womb. Oh, somebody's not getting what I'm saying. They have spiritual womb. So we are not just planting physical, biological seed to have kids. When you plant your dream seeds, she's also able to give birth to it. Oh, I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. That is what she represents. That's why in Joel chapter 2 and in Acts chapter 2, when they talk about the Holy Ghost coming, they talked about the men having vision. But they talked about the women prophesying. Everywhere they mentioned the maidservant or the daughters, it had to do with prophesying. When he mentioned only men, it had to do with vision and dreams. Say, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. But when it comes to the maidservants and the male servants, there must be prophecy. That means she's capable of taking what you give her and representing it and speaking over it and brooding on it and giving birth to it and incubating it. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? If you're a young man here of reasonable age and you have something you are doing, you don't have to be rich. If you have something you are doing at least, even if it's not working as well as you want it to work, go and find a wife. When a woman comes, she will see where and where that thing needs to be improved on. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Two are always better than one. What are the seven things you must provide? So number one, money. All right? So I'm not going to waste time with that. And money is not about having it. It's also about managing it. Some of you are good at making money. You're just bad at managing it. So she needs to know you're making wise financial decisions. Are you getting what I'm saying? So that's how she gets security. All women's needs are tied to security. They are all under security. Everything. The number one thing a woman needs is security. That's what her father gave her. When you went to take her from her father's house, that's what you're pledging to give her. That's why they transferred the name to you. They replaced her father's name with your name. That from now, this is the person in charge to take care of this person's need. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? That's what love in Ephesians 5 means. It says, husbands, love your wife. What they're simply saying, husbands, take care of your wife. Because men don't understand, what does love mean? Is he singing? No, no. He said, take care of any need she has. And they said, they gave practical example. They said, love her the way Christ loved the church. How did Christ love the church? They said, he gave himself for it. Why did he need to give himself for the church? Simple. The church was in need of salvation. If the church needed something else, Christ would have provided that something else. So when you take a woman and her needs are whatever it is, if it's money that is her need, then that's what you provide. If her need is not money, if it's something else, then you provide it. They are just simply saying, take care of her need. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So So it's about security, guys. It's about security for a woman. Okay. So in the first service, we said the first thing a woman needs is spiritual security. As a man, one of the first things you must provide is spiritual security. A study showed, because you are a potential head of the home, you are a priest. I need all the men here, start seeing yourself as a pastor. The reason why you live anyhow is that you see yourself, I'm just a member. So I can go to the bar on Saturday and come to church on Sunday. I remember, how would you feel if you see Pastor Larry in the same bar Saturday night with you? Say, hope you'll be in service tomorrow. hope you'll be in service tomorrow. Give me two shots. Hope you'll be in service. You see, many of you can't imagine it, but you feel you can imagine yourself doing it. You're also a priest. You are the priest and the prophet of that house. You are the priest and the prophet of the house. And all your members are lacking spiritual covering. Because you have left your position for your wife. You say, I want to marry a praying wife. Praying wives too want praying husbands. Yes, sir. And you're wondering why they respect everything Pastor Larry says. It's everything, pastor, everything, that pastor, anything, that pastor. Why won't she respect pastor? Because pastor is speaking over her life. See if you too grow spiritually, if she won't respect you. See if you speak over her life, if she won't respect you. Are you here, somebody? Women always like people that cover them spiritually. Like I told you, women need the security. She needs spiritual covering. Are you here, somebody? That's why if you see the people that follow Jesus' ministry, a lot of them were women. They were the sponsors and the followers. The first people that came to look for Jesus after he died were women. He was their spiritual cover. The men went to work. I told you men are work-oriented. They went back to fishing. Women went to check on him. Are you here, somebody? If women support you, you can't fail. If women stand against you, you can't make it. Spiritual covering. They did a study. They found out that if a child is the first to encounter Christ in a home, there's 3.3% chance the whole family will be affected spiritually. If a child first finds Christ. If a woman first finds Christ, the study says 17% chance that the whole family will come to Christ. 17%. But if a man is the one that finds Christ, they say 93% chance the whole family will come under God. Dear pastor, your congregation is waiting for you. Your congregation is waiting for you. Enough of getting high on drugs. Enough of getting high on weed. You can be high with the Most High. Can be high with the Most High. You have God in your life. I'm telling you, you're also a pastor. I speak over my children every day. If you're a man here, make it a duty. If you can't do it every day, do it every Monday before they start school, before they start their week. Bless them. If you don't know what to say, just say, God bless you. Start from there. But proclaim. They say, by faith, Isaac spoke over his children. By faith, Jacob spoke over his children. Decree over them shall be first among your equals. You will excel in academics, you will excel in science, you will excel in every area of life. Speak over them. Speak over your wife. Sometimes I send my wife voice note if I'm praying and she just comes to my heart. I'll just do voice note and proclaim over her. That would be sweet for a woman to hear that I'm being covered spiritually. Not every time quarreling. You're also a priest. Are you here, somebody? It's you God we ask about our house. So spiritual. Number two. I told you there are seven things. I'll touch two more in this service. Number two, emotional security. Women need emotional. You know, the scripture I read, they say they don't have the same advantages as you. What's your advantage as a man, emotionally speaking? Your advantage as a man emotionally is that you're not as emotional as women are. And being emotional is not bad. It's actually a good thing. But there are certain cases where emotions can also be dangerous. The advantage you have as a man is that you're not as emotional as a woman. So they examined the brain of men and women. They found out that a woman's brain, there's emotions all through the brain, all through. This is why a woman can't separate emotions from anything she does. Even something that should not be emotional, she'll make it emotional. Even now that I'm talking about it, some of them are getting emotional. Sometimes when a woman is talking to you, you need to find out what she's talking about, whether it's something today or something she's emotional about from the past. You must always try and decipher which one are we talking about. Because she's emotional. They've examined the brain, emotions covers everywhere. So she can be talking about something and just start crying randomly. She can be talking about something and just say, I wish my father was here. And you wonder, how did your father enter this discussion? I'm telling you, she's graduating from school. Everybody says, oh, congratulations. Why are you crying? My mother said she wanted to be my graduation. My mother has died 10 years ago. Because her mind is all surrounded with emotions all around. It's not her fault when she gets emotional over issues. They say you don't have the same disadvantage. A man's brain has just two spots that have emotions. So he's not normally emotional. He now needs to learn to open those two places and let emotions come out. If he doesn't do that, he'll be unemotional. The only things he's emotional about are things that have to do with position and competition, which is what he has been from the beginning. So you can see men that don't kiss their wives, they kiss trophy when they win World Cup. Check how many married women here, their husband have kissed them, non-sexual kiss, not that we're having sex. As in, just during the day, just hug her, kiss her. Many men don't touch their wife, don't kiss their wife. Some even say during sex, they don't even kiss their wife. They go straight to the point. But when these men win World Cup, they were all kissing trophy, inanimate objects. They were kissing shirt, kissing everything. You see, they get emotional, but they get emotional about something they've allowed themselves to get emotional about. So when it comes to marrying a woman, it won't come to you naturally to be emotionally available. The number one thing my wife complained about when we got married was that I was not emotionally available. If she's crying, I don't know what to do. Because what concern crying? How are we crying? You see, that's how men see. Practically, if you're a man, you have to change when you marry. When your wife is crying, hug her. When your wife is sad or depressed or crying, give words of affirmation and encouragement. Tell her to be okay. Even if you don't know how it's going to be okay. Somebody let me know what I'm saying. You have to turn it on. And let me tell you, men, it will feel awkward to you. You won't feel like. Because you're not as emotional. So you're wondering, she's crying now. What should I do? Hug her. Sometimes when a woman is talking to you, a hug will solve the problem. I gave them yesterday 4 D's of the communicating with women. Don't dismiss how she feels. Don't say, how can you say that? Mm-mm, don't dismiss it. Any of her complaints is valid. Because she's feeling it. Just because you're not feeling it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Don't dismiss what she's saying. Don't defend yourself. If you defend yourself, you're wasting your time. Don't defend, don't debate. That's 3. If you defend and debate, you're wasting your time. You can never win. Because most of the woman is arguing with you. She's not arguing based on the facts. She's arguing based on the feelings. This is how she feels. You can't tell me I cannot feel like this because I am feeling like this. And how do you tell somebody she's not feeling something she's feeling? Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't defend, don't debate, don't disagree. If you want peace, so this doesn't mean you can't address the issue on that day. But if you want peace, don't dismiss, don't disagree, don't debate, don't defend. She said, I feel this on that woman in your life. The man I say, how? Did you show me the facts? It's not the facts. We are not in a fact-finding mission. She feels so. And you can't shake her feeling. Is somebody getting it? So if she tells you that kind of thing and there's really nobody, tell her, hey, baby, you know I love you. I'll never do that to you. Affirmation. Don't argue. You can't win the argument. It's a feeling. So most times, when we do counseling for men and women, we tell them to write what they're arguing about. Because when they were arguing physically, they thought they were talking the same thing. When they write it down, find out it's not even the same topic. You say, write what you're saying. But then you write it in, and we read it, you find out they're not arguing about the same topic. Because women are talking based on how they feel. Men are talking based on the facts. She'll say, you don't just love me anymore. The man will say, me? Didn't I pay rent last month? Didn't I buy you that shoe for that wedding last week? She's not talking about the facts. She's saying, right now, I don't feel you love me. All you need to do is I say, baby, you know I love you. No argument. Affirmation. Women speak in parables. Most things they are saying is a question. Even if it doesn't appear as a question. It's a question they're asking you. If they say, you don't love me anymore, they are saying, do you still love me? It's a question. You answer, yes, I love you. Say, you this man, hope you won't do like your friend and just leave me and my children one day. The answer is, I will never leave you. You say, I know I'm fat now. I know I'm fat now. The answer is, look, it doesn't matter how you look. Me, I love you. You are always beautiful to me. She's asking, everything she's saying is a question. that requires an answer, you must know the right answer. The more inexperienced you are, the more time you need to think to know what the answer is. Sometimes she's talking for affection because that makes her feel better. It doesn't require an answer. If you wait long enough, she will answer by herself. If you attempt to answer, you will implicate yourself. Say, where are you? He said, I didn't go to the John's house. He didn't ask you, did you go to John's house? He said, where are you? You're explaining more than what they ask you. You're already suspicious. So, women need emotional security. How do you provide that? You need to let her know that nobody in your life or nothing in your life is competing with her place in your life. Simple. Simple. If she's bothered that you are necessarily close to someone, if she's bothered about it, then it means you are most likely unnecessarily close to that person. Give her emotional security. She must never feel you can do away with her. She must never feel there's something more important. Even work. You must never let her feel you always place work before her. Are you here, somebody? And the interesting thing about women, reverse psychology works for women a lot. If you need to go for a job and you know she won't like it, tell her, they called me for this 10 million job, but I don't want to leave you. I know you like me to stay this weekend. I want to stay here. She's going to say, no, go for your job. It works all the time. If you go there and say, I want to go for a job, oh, don't complain. She will not complain. Tell her, I want to tell this people I'm not taking that job, Jerry. It's a lot of money and we need the money, but I'd rather even spend this weekend with you. Now do pity face. Like they're suffering you. She'll say, go. That's why you don't defend yourself with the woman. If she says, you've been very uncaring, say, Abi, I think I need to work on myself. Say, it seems I'm the most useless man. She'll say, no, you're not useless, you're my husband. If you defend yourself, she will make you guilty. If you make yourself guilty, she will declare you are innocent. Praise God. So you have to, that is, you must treat her according to knowledge. You can't do it by instincts. You must understand how women operate. All right, you must be emotionally available to her. She must know and feel that you love her. She must never feel in competition. You can't place anybody, your siblings, your mother, anybody above her. Totally wrong. She must know she's number one. That's the pledge you made before God, that you will forsake all others and stick to her. You can't be competing with the staff and your wife. Some people ask me all the time, my mother and my wife needs money, who should I give it to? When you say those things, it shows you don't understand what marriage is. Marriage is a covenant. Say, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave. When you ask that question, it shows you don't understand. You were not properly introduced into marriage. Are you here, somebody? So give her emotional security. That means you must master the art of saying, I love you. You must practice it. All the married men, can I see your hand? Married men. Okay, let's practice now. After the count of three, say, I love you. One, two, go. Say it. You can see he's struggling. They're really struggling. I'm not even saying you should look at your wife yet. We're just rehearsing. All married men, one, two, go.
I love you.
Good. Practice so that when you have the time to say it, you must master the art of saying it. If you're not very great at saying it, type it. But say it often. Women need to hear it. Women have great memory, but the only thing they forget is things like, I love you. So you need to remind them every day. Are you here, somebody? On that word, you must master how to say is, I miss you. I miss you. If you guys live together, you go to work, check up on her during the day, say, I miss you. You will practice. I learned this thing the hard way. I wasn't born like this. Don't get me wrong. I'm a man's man. I told the men yesterday. I'm a man's man. No. I wasn't born like this. But I had to learn. Because the first complaints my wife had when I married was I was emotionally unavailable. When she's crying, I didn't know what to do. When she's carrying face, I didn't know what to do. She's carrying face this way, me, I'll carry face that way. I've said it all the time. Men don't know how to do love fight. You know love fight? Women are master at love fight. That means we're in love, but we're fighting. And the whole idea of this fight is so that we can settle and now make up. Men, you know, I told you we are warriors. It's either love or fight. We don't have me to. So when you carry face, you think, you didn't tell me after that malice competition, you go and bring his championship belt. Because he represented his state, Delta State.
in malice. So he'll go and bring his old belt. And he'll be taking it too far. Because men don't know about love fight. Women know love fight. I'm carrying face. But the whole idea is come and ask me what's wrong. Oh yeah, come now. Oh yeah, do you say leave me? Leave me. Leave me doesn't mean leave me. Leave me means hold me. Yeah. But men don't know. Men are literal beings. When you say leave me, say okay. Oh yeah, be going. I've left you. No, man. Man, when she's saying leave me, she means tell me that you want me. So hold me. Man, trust me, a hug can solve many problems. When you are in doubt of what to say, just hug. Hallelujah. Emotional security. Let her know you will never leave her. That's why one of the lapel pin on this pack. Everybody should get this pack. All married men, get this pack for your wife. Buy for her. The lapel pin in this pack says, I am all in. Something to wear from time to time. Tell your wife, look, I'm all in. I'm here forever. Are you here, somebody? Second major need I'm going to deal with in this service. Physical protection or physical security. So number one, I mentioned emotional security. Women need to know you love them, reassure them, use I love you from time to time, as often as you can every day. You know, kiss her for no reason, not when you want to have sex. All right? She needs to feel affection. She's an emotional being. All right? I told the man yesterday, if you know how a woman's brain works, you understand why she needs loads of hugs, loads of surprises, loads of happiness. You make her happy, make her laugh for no reason. If you don't make her laugh, you will not rest. Because the way her brain works, her brain is one big bag or one big box. And everything that happens to her in life is thrown inside that box. So they are all mixed up, the happy days and the good days. For men, it's compartmentalized. The good days are separated from the bad days. Office separated from home. Man's brain is like rice, one. A woman's brain is like spaghetti. Everything is mixed. And the funny thing about the woman's brain is always rotating. So if she's not, she can be happy now and just switch. Because it has rotated. It's not her fault. She's not trying to be difficult. It's just how her mind works. This is why you must always surprise her, play with her, make her laugh, to let her forget. Women wake up tired. Their brain is always working. Most women wake up tired. They did an experiment. They told men to sit down and they put machines to check their brain activity. Their brain activity reduced drastically when the men sat down. This is why men watch TV without watching it. They blank out a lot. The men have a lot of quiet seasons. This is why your wife always asks you, what are you thinking? Why are you looking like me? What are you thinking about? You say nothing. She doesn't believe. Because her own mind never does nothing. So she's saying, how can I say you're not thinking? Many times our mind is just blank. We're happy. Our mind just blank. So what are you thinking? Nothing. No, honey, tell me you are looking somewhere. What about you thinking? I said nothing. So what are you thinking? Now I'm thinking what to tell you I'm thinking, because if I don't think of something to tell you I'm thinking, now they ask me what I'm thinking, it will look like I'm thinking. Because you know why she's always asking you that? Because her own mind is never blank. Her mind is always moving. So they told men to sit down, their brain activity reduced drastically. They told women to sit down, their brain activity increased. She sat down and was thinking, what on earth am I doing here? Sitting down, doing an experiment when I could be doing many other things. Women's mind is always running about. And because they use two sides of their brain. So they have, that's why a woman can be having sex with her husband, or her brain is thinking, is the door locked? She has one, man has only one brain. If he's doing something, he's doing something. The woman's own, she can be doing something and the brain is checking, how much is Ugu now? Has Ugu gone up? Because I have to cook egusi tomorrow and the school children have to go to school too. She's doing other things. So other side of her brain is resolving other problems. So when they put her in that same chair, when she sat down, her brain activity increased. Most women wake up tired because even while they're sleeping, their brain is going to the market to price things. So if you don't distract her, she will look for trouble. So make her happy. You must surprise her from time to time. Buy her a gift for no reason. Make her happy. In Bible days, Deuteronomy 24, they say when you marry that time, they give a man 1 year off work. The assignment is to cheer up his wife. 1 year off work. Paternity, not paternity leave. Matrimony leave. 1 year. Bible days. They say so that he will cheer up his wife. Because if you don't cheer her up, she will get depressed. If she gets depressed, she will give everybody a bad day. If a woman is having a bad day, everybody is going to have a bad day. Emotional. So next one is physical security. You must protect a woman. This is why, like I said in the first service, this is why women used to be attracted to military men.
Because it gives a sense of security. This is why they like tall men. If you ask a woman, what do you want in a husband? If she doesn't mention girlfriend, the next thing that will follow is tall. Because it gives a sense of protection. You must protect your wife or your woman. She was made for physical security. That's why I'm saying that money is not the money is just one out of the seven. If money was that important, eight out of the nine richest men in the world wouldn't be divorced. Eight out of nine of the richest men in the world are divorced. They have raw cash. These are guys that are worth billions, but their wives left. Why would a woman, if you think women is only money women want, why would a woman leave a billionaire? Because that's not all she wants. Are you here, somebody? So just think, God, you're paying rent, that's all. She should worship you. It's not going to happen. Right now, there's women even make their own money. So physical security. She needs to know you will protect her. Protect her from who? Protect her first from your family. When you marry a woman, you can't throw her where your family can harm her. Let your family know if they're going to have any dealings with her, they should talk to you. That's why if it's negative. If it's positive, they can talk to her. If it's negative, it's complaining, talk to me, I will address it. Don't expose them to the point where your mother can insult her. Don't expose them to the point where your siblings can insult her. You are just getting married, then 13 of your brothers are living with you. Want to open a hotel? Go and buy land now and build a hotel. You're going to stress that woman out. She needs physical security. You must let them know they can't speak to her anyhow. Even your kids, you must let them know they can't insult your wife. You must protect a woman. A woman's body is about 10 times softer than a man's body. So she's not even made for any hardship. A man's body was made rugged because men need to enter bush to hustle. So yeah, our body is strong. But a woman's body is about 10 times softer. All the parts of her body are sensitive to touch. A man's body, the only place that's sensitive, there's only one place sensitive to touch, which I can't mention here. Only one place. The rest of your body is like rock. That's why. But for a woman, every part of her body is soft. So this is why, if you notice during lovemaking or when couples are trying to be nice to each other, the woman is touching every part of your body. She's touching you how she likes to be touched. But you're also touching her how you like to be touched. So women, notice when your husband wants to do something or whatever, he just goes straight to the point. And it's the most irritating thing for women. Just come into the room. Say, what was in this one? Because he only feels touch in specific areas. So he goes straight for it. You, on the other hand, you feel touch everywhere. So you see a woman touching her husband on the hair, touching his back. Man, say, you're disturbing me. He's touching a man on his head and his body is distracting. It's not helping him. So that's why I say knowledge is important. So when you learn as a man, when you want to touch your wife, you touch everywhere is good. You can touch her hair, touch her shoulders gently. Everywhere is good. All our body is sensitive to touch. Then you as a woman, when you want to touch your husband, don't waste your time touching his hair. You're distracting him and disturbing him. Touch direct. As led by the Spirit. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? So, protect her physically. You must never allow anybody insult her. Never allow your mom insult her. It's always confusing for men. Most men struggle with demarcating where their extended family ends and when their own family starts. If a mini man says, oh, so I'm gonna leave my family because of this woman. No, she's now your family. He said, therefore shall a man leave father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So many men see, and men struggle with this a lot. Many men say, I can never throw away blood because of marriage. No, she is now the blood. In fact, when they started the saying, blood is thicker than water, it's people that got it confused. The real meaning of blood is thicker than water is that covenant blood is thicker than me and the person that broke my mother's water. That word, what the real meaning was. In Bible days, they were more into covenant. So you see that the Bible says there's a brother that sticks closer. There's a covenant friend, yes, that sticks closer than a brother. Because they didn't value someone. When they say water, they're talking about breaking me and my brother, we broke our mother's water. You can be born from the same parents with somebody and two of you don't even go the same direction at all. But when it comes to a covenant relationship, we are committed to each other. We both willingly came together to join together. Are you here, somebody? So water usually refers, especially in those days, refers to break. When the Bible said that which is born of the water is water, that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit, the water there, even though we use it to mean the water of the Word of God, but that's not what they were saying. They are saying you must first be born naturally So talking about water is water of your mother. You must first be born naturally before you are born of the spirit. If you're not born naturally here, you don't need to be born again. Born again means you have been born the first time, which is water. So you must be born of water, then of the spirit. That's why if you look at the next verse, they say that which is born of the flesh is flesh. They interpreted it in the next verse. Somebody getting this? So your real blood is the woman you married. You must protect her with your life. Are you here, somebody? Give her that protection. Nothing must come near her. And she needs to know that let my husband come back. She should be that confident. Let my husband come back. First time my mother met my wife, we were still in courtship then. I was watching one movie. I wanted to go and drop her home, but I wanted to finish the movie I was watching. Those days, you couldn't pause or rewind or record. So I wanted to finish the movie. I said, it's almost finished. Let's just finish. She was saying, go and come and drop me. I don't want your mom to meet me. I said, wait. So I was watching the movie, and my mom now came to meet us. And after my mom went upstairs, dropped her things, my mom came back downstairs and asked my wife, is your mom not at home? The older people understand what that means. Young children of nowadays, if you ask her that, they'll say, she's not at home. They think it's question. It's not questions she's asking. She's saying, if you have home training, you should have gone home. That's what that thing means. Millennials, they give us problems too much. They don't understand any proverb. When she did that, I just took my wife, went to drop her. When I came back, I told my mom, don't ever do that. If you have any issues with my wife, talk to me. But don't approach or confront my wife. I get what I'm saying? Because now I'm representing the head of a family. I must protect that family. Somebody get what I'm saying? Say, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. Were you blessed this morning? Can we rise to our feet? If our women, you can sit down. I want to pray with the men before I hand over to pastor. So women, sit down for a minute. All the men stand. Take 1 minute to pray that God will strengthen you to be the man that you ought to be. That amongst the 7 things that a man should provide, you will not be found wanting in any of them. The grace and the wisdom to take your place in that home spiritually, to take your place in the sphere of things. Mande soko babrada sataya. Labrata zekado lababradasa. Jita broda kaze kadalaba. Come and pray for yourself. You are also a priest. You are also a prophet over your own family. Father, we just thank you. We speak of all the men in the house today. You will strengthen them to take their place. Whenever they are looking for the spiritual heads of those homes, they will never be found wanting. I decree a hunger for the things of God. I break the power of any distraction from their lives. Whether it's coming from a man or a woman, I declare it is broken in the name of Jesus. Lord, they will lead their homes like Abraham. They will teach their family in the ways of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a big hand.